A limo driver has no obligation to take me home?
No. You're an idiot.
This limo passenger wasn't the life of the party.
He was screaming, take me home right now.
I was definitely rude.
And had been drinking.
Then it was the end of the road.
Mr. Donica just started pounding me in the face.
He yanked me out of the limo.
You're here before one of the most difficult people on the planet, and you can't keep your temper.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Limo company owner Scott Braslaw is suing former client Daniel Donica for assault, medical bills, and pain and suffering.
Order. All rise. It's case number 140 on the calendar, the matter of Braslaw versus Donica.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. Braslaw, do you work for a limousine company, or is this your own limousine that you drive?
No, ma'am, I own the company.
How long have you owned the company?
3 years.
How many limousines do you own?
I have two and a town car.
And you have drivers who work for you?
Yes, ma'am.
But you were working this party on May 19th.
Yes, ma'am, I chose to work it myself. I needed the money.
That's okay. Who hired you for this party?
Mrs. Wellendorf, I have a copy of the contract.
I'd like to see it. Okay, and you were a guest going to Vic and Anthony's steakhouse?
Correct. One of nine.
Okay, it is your claim that the defendant assaulted you?
Yes, ma'am.
You want your medical bills paid, and do you want damages for the assault?
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says he wants a return of money for limo fees. I don't have any proof that he paid you any. A ruined suit.
I've got proof for that.
Shh.
I'm sorry.
Just a second. You paid him directly?
I paid my part to the Wellendorfs.
I don't care. You deal with the Wellendorfs. Not him. Now, the plaintiff picked you up for dinner with your wife. Did he pick you up at your home, or did you meet at the Wellendorfs?
My wife.
No, don't look at her. I'm asking you a question.
I think they picked us up at the Wellendorfs or our house.
Just a second. Did the Wellendorfs live right next? Don't speak. Let me do my work, would you please?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's the Wellendorfs?
At the Wellendorfs, yes.
Now you can step outside.
Me?
You. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to him. Now, since your wife refreshed your recollection as to where plaintiff picked you up, how far do you live from the Wellendorfs?
Less than a mile.
How did you get there?
They came over and picked us up, so we wouldn't have to drive later in that evening.
What time did they come to pick you up?
I believe it was around 7 p.m.
Had they picked everyone up?
Everybody came to the Wellendorfs, and we went from there.
What I'm asking you is, how did everyone get to the Wellendorfs?
I'm not sure. The Wellendorfs came and picked us up personally, and then the other guests arrived after we were there, so I was not aware of how they came to be there.
Got there. So you were the only ones that the Wellendorfs picked up?
No. Everybody else came to the Wellendorfs, and they were all...
No.
Okay, sorry. I'm not understanding what you're asking.
Well, I'm speaking in English. The Wellendorfs came to pick you up so you wouldn't have to drive back.
Correct.
There were, according to you, nine people in the car, so there were other guests.
Correct.
My question to you was, did the Wellendorfs pick up the other guests so that they wouldn't have to drive home?
No, they did not.
So the other guests drove
Correct.
To the Wellendorfs.
Correct.
And you were the only ones that they didn't want to drive home after dinner.
I wouldn't say that. That's just the way it worked out.
Okay. Now, they picked you up at about 7.
Correct.
What time did the limousine pick you up?
I got to the Wellendorfs a little before 7, and then the limo arrived at 7 to pick us up.
And you went to Vic and Anthony's steakhouse. The reason you took a limo is because you were all going to be drinking.
Correct.
What time did you leave Vic and Anthony's?
A little before 11, I believe.
And the limousine was there. So the limousine was there on time to pick you up at 7, and the limousine was there on time to pick you up at 11, because then the direction was that they were to take the party to a club on Main Street.
Correct. The reason we took the limo is in case anybody...
No. Okay. Don't tell me the reason you took. That calls for the operation of somebody else's mind.
Okay.
The plan was to go to Vic and Anthony's steakhouse and then to go to the club and drop off at 3 a.m. at Plum Street, which is the Wellendorf's address. Now, I assume you are familiar with this town.
Yes.
How long a ride was it from Plum Street to 2118 Lamar Street, which was the restaurant?
It's 30 miles, so about 25 minutes with no traffic.
Shh. 25 minutes. And how far is it from the steakhouse to the club?
5 minutes.
So it's close by.
Yes. Everything's downtown.
Shh. So that's all in the downtown area. And I would therefore assume it would take the same 25 to 30 minutes to take you back to Plum Street.
Correct.
And that was the instruction. Now, when you finished with dinner, everybody was going to the club. According to what I've read, you and your wife wanted to go home.
Yes, ma'am.
The plaintiff did not want to take you home, because that wasn't the agreement, because what you wanted added an extra hour onto the driving.
We had the limo from 7 till 3 o'clock in the morning.
This was the contract.
Okay.
From Plum Street to Vic and Anthony's to the club, and then drop off at 3 a.m. back at the Wellendorf's.
Correct.
What you were asking for was the driver to go 25 minutes to take you back, leaving, by the way, the rest of the 7 people at the club for that hour.
That's the reason we hired the limo.
Just a second. I don't know why all 9 of you hired the limo, sir. I don't know why. That calls for the operation of the mind of somebody else. I know what the contract reads. Contract doesn't read take passengers home at will. It reads what it is. So the driver said, no, I'm not going to take you home. Now, I want you to tell me what you said to the driver. You acknowledge in your answer that you were irritated.
Correct.
So if you remember, I would like you to tell me what you said to the plaintiff.
To be totally honest,
if you don't remember?
I was definitely rude. I admit
that.
No,
just a second. Definitely rude doesn't answer my question, sir.
Well, when you hire a limo and they refuse to take you somewhere, I would think that most people would be irritated. That's a normal response.
I've been in a lot more limos than you have.
I would agree.
Maybe if you don't use limos often, you don't know not to be rude. That's a possibility. Maybe you're not necessarily a rude person, but when you have alcohol, you get rude. That happens to some people. I didn't ask you to describe your conduct that night. I asked you to tell me what you said to the driver, and if you don't remember what you said to the driver, say I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Now, you weren't drinking that night.
No, ma'am.
Right? Because you were driving. So now you can tell me when the defendant said, we want to go home, you said, no, that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to wait here to pick everybody up and go home together. I assume something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what the defendant said to you.
He was screaming. He was, take me home right now, you know.
Okay, that's not terrible. Take me home right now is not terrible.
But I offered to send him home with my money on a really...
No, he did not approve.
Listen, you can't control your temper when you're sober. Do you understand? When you're sober, when you're here in an unknown setting before one of the most difficult people on the planet, and you can't keep your temper sober. So don't shout out again. I was asking you a whole bunch of questions. You see how he kept his mouth shut? That's how you keep your mouth shut. Your wife may not say that to you, but I can. Now, saying to you, I want you to take me home right now, even shouting it to you, is not terrible. So what did you say to him? You started to say, I offered to send him home on my whatever, but I want you to tell me what you said to him.
Well, he was getting really irate, and I decided to pull the limo over and go and try to talk to him and have a solution.
Okay, and the solution that you offered was what?
Well, I offered to call Mrs. Wellendorf and get permission to take them back home and then drive back and pick them up. But Mrs. Wellendorf wouldn't answer her phone. I called like 10 times, and it ended up that her phone was in the limo, and I had no other contact numbers besides that one.
Okay, so you didn't offer to send him home. You offered to get in touch with Mrs. Wellendorf to find out if it was okay to leave the site.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did he say?
He was just really irate, saying to take him home right now to Montgomery.
And what happened next?
Well, as I said, I decided to pull the limo over and get out and try to talk to him. And he jumped out on his side, ran around the limo, and just started beating me in the face repeatedly.
Just a second. You pulled the limo over and you got out.
He yanked me out of the limo. Sorry.
He's lying.
You pulled the limo over and got out.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you near the club when you got out?
Yes, ma'am.
How near?
Very near, like 5 minutes.
So you had driven for 5 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. I had to leave. The club was really busy, and I had to find a place to park the limo somewhere where I could wait on the other clients to call to pick them up.
Now, When you got out of the limo, I want you to describe exactly what happened. You got out of the limo and?
And headed to the back to talk to them. And Mr. Donica jumped out on his side, ran around the limo, and started pounding me in the face.
Do you have photographs of your injuries?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them. Did you call the police?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
After he was hitting me in the face, he wasn't going to stop hitting me. And I decided at that point I had to fight back, and I hit him as hard as I could. It was kind of like David and Goliath. He's like 6'5", I'm only 5'10". He fell to the ground, and then he jumped right back up, and I got my phone out, and I told Mrs. Donica just stood there and watched the whole time, and she didn't say anything. And I told them I was going to call the police if they didn't leave the premises, and I guess they jumped in a Uber and left and went home.
That's not true. He got in his limo and left us under the highway in a big homeless area. It was a very dangerous area. He left us. He abandoned us. It's the truth.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There's no question that the defendant would tell me that as he was being irate in the back of the car, that you were driving in an unsafe manner. I want you to tell me how they got knocked around the back of the limousine.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Limo company owner Scott Braslaw says former client Daniel Donica assaulted him during a night of drinking. Daniel is countersuing for the return of limo fees, a ruined suit, and pain and suffering.
Now, he stopped the car because you were yelling at him by slamming on the brakes. And according to you, when he did that, you were injured.
Correct. I've got photographs if you want to see them.
I would. Did you call the police?
No, ma'am.
The police subsequently came to your house. Who called the police?
I went and made a police report.
You made a police report when?
It happened on the 19th. I dropped him off on the 20th. I made the report on the 21st. I have a copy of that also.
I'd like to see it. When did the police come to your house, Mr. Donica?
I believe it was the 6th of June.
June 6th? They came to interview you for the first time?
Yes, ma'am.
Had they contacted you before?
No, ma'am.
And between the date that this incident happened and June 6th, when the police came to your house, you didn't file a complaint?
No, ma'am.
No. Now, Mr. Braslaw.
Yes, ma'am.
The day following this event that you drove for, did you speak to the person who had hired you?
Yes, ma'am. Right after when I picked them up, they called at 1 a.m. in the morning for pickup, and they came out. Everybody was very intoxicated, and I told Mrs. Wellendorf what had happened.
Do you have Mrs. Wellendorf's phone number?
It should be on the contract, ma'am.
Is this Wellendorf? This is Judge Judy Scheinlin. I'm here in Los Angeles. I'm in the midst of trying a case. I have a couple of questions for you about an incident that occurred on May 19th and May 20th. The contract that you had with the limousine company was to pick you all up at 7 o'clock in the evening. Is that correct? Was everyone driving to your house? Do you remember how the Donicas got to your house? Okay, you picked them up about what time? What were you doing between 6 and 7 o'clock? Okay, so you all had some cocktails first. Okay, now, there was this unfortunate incident with the limousine driver and Mr. Donica. I'd like you to tell me when Mr. Donica, not the limousine driver, I know the limousine driver told you what had happened the night you picked him up, but everybody had probably had a couple of drinks by that time. Did you ever get Mr. Donica's interpretation of the evening? Mrs. Wellendorf, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Thank you. Okay. So, Mr. Donica, a couple of things that were a little off. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You wanted to go home early and leave the rest of the party, call an Uber, not have him take you home and leave the other seven people stranded there.
A limo driver has no obligation to take me home.
No. You're an idiot.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Limo company owner Scott Braslaw claims former client Daniel Donica assaulted him during a night of drinking.
Now, you didn't get there right before 7. They came and picked you up about an hour before so that you had cocktails for an hour while you were waiting for friends. She may have been mistaken. She said she picked you up early, so you all sat around having cocktails waiting for the other people to arrive.
Correct.
She discussed the fact that she did discuss what happened that evening with you, that despite the fact that you say he dragged you out of the car, that's not what you told her. You told her that the plaintiff was making very sharp turns, causing both you and your wife to fall within the limousine. When he finally stopped, you got out of the car.
He pulled me out of the car.
No, that's not what you told her. You were angry, your wife was on the floor, and you got out of the car, so did he. So there was no, according to her, no pulling you out of the car. Everyone, according to Mrs. Wellendorf, who said you were all drinking.
Correct.
And everyone, with the exception of the other people who came closer to 7, had started drinking at 6 or 6:30.
I had not.
And continued drinking through dinner.
I had two drinks all evening and one in the limo ride down there. So 3 total.
Now, my question to you, Mr. Braslaw, there's no question that the defendant would tell me that as he was being irate in the back of the car, that you were driving in an unsafe manner. I want you to tell me how they got knocked around the back of the limousine.
It never happened, ma'am.
Okay. So what you're suggesting that the injuries that I see in his photographs were as a result of the fight that you had with him?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you seek any medical treatment?
Yes, ma'am. I have all those paperwork.
I'd like to see it. Is there any reason, Mr. Donica, if you claim that you were assaulted, that you didn't contact the police?
I wasn't raised that way, ma'am.
It wasn't what?
I wasn't raised that way.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Braslaw.
Yes, ma'am.
Your medical bills total $1,251. That you're going to pay. You're also going to pay $1,500 because you lost your temper that night. And if you can't drink, don't drink. He had no obligation to take you home. He had a contract.
A limo driver has no obligation to take me home?
No. You're an idiot. Limo's driver had an obligation to the person he contracted with. The contract was clear and specific. It provided 3 locations. If you got sick, didn't feel well, nauseous, whatever it was, what you're supposed to do, sir, if there are 9 people and you and your wife are just 2, is not have the limo driver take you home, which is an extra hour, which takes him away from the venue for the majority of the people for at least an hour when maybe somebody got sick. Maybe somebody else wanted to go home and he wouldn't be available. So if you wanted to go home early, what you do is you call a cab, call an Uber.
Limo.
Listen to my words. Do exactly what you did from where he dropped you off, which Mrs. Wellington said was take an Uber. And if you wanted to go home early and leave the rest of the party, call an Uber, not have him take you home and leave the other 7 people stranded there. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $2,751. We're done. Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm real happy with it. She saw right through Mr. Donica and got justice.
Who takes a cab from a limo?
Jumped out of that limo, ran around, and just wailed on me.
We didn't want to stay out and party. We wanted to go home. That's the whole point of the limo.
He definitely has a problem. I hope he gets some help.
Absolutely not. I'd do it all again.
It was just one bad apple and a bunch.
Money well spent. I would do it again.
You know, it ruined it for everybody.